All right. Well, thank you everybody for coming out tonight. We will go ahead and call this meeting of the Rockville Housing Enterprises Board of Commissioners to order. Welcome everybody. We'll try to get through our first part of our agenda real quick, and then we'll maybe do some rounds of introduction and discussion here in a little bit after we get through some of the agenda, if that's all right with everybody. First item of business is our consent items. We have several meeting minutes to approve. Christelle, I think we can approve them in a batch unless anybody has any problems with that or any edits to make. So I would at this point entertain a motion to approve the Rockville Housing Enterprises meeting minutes from December 20th, December 7th, November 8th, and November 1st.
So moved. Your
motion?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will vote aye. That goes ahead and dispenses with a decent chunk of the agenda. Nicely done, everyone. All right. Next up is Citizens Forum, and we have a variety of both citizens, staff, and folks joining us. So I wanted to see if maybe everybody could do a little hello and an introduction real quick for the folks that are on, just to say hi. Real quick, I am starting in no particular order other than how Zoom has decided to put your faces up for me. All right.
Hi, everyone. Monique has joined.
Oh, hello. All right. I'm going to Mayor. All right. I will let Mayor Ashton go first because, you know, Mayor's privilege, and I won't say council member this time, I promise.
That's okay. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to join you. I just wanted to note that the council has been working on retreats on strategic priorities and norming and our operating guidelines. And in March, we're going to be having a discussion on our strategic priorities to really hammer those out and create what we're calling a four-year strategic plan. So many of you know that there is a comprehensive plan that marks out what the city is planning to do between now and 2040. But we all know that in order to hit those targets, you need to prioritize and look at what the next 4 years are going to look like. And the city of Rockville has a variety of plans, and this will be something that really lays out our goals, priorities, and specific areas that we'll be looking at for the next 4 years. So that is something that we'll be developing over time. But I just wanted to let folks know that housing and economic development and affordable housing are an important part of the priority of what I'm hearing from myself and my colleagues, obviously. So I just wanted to convey that. In addition, I've been working with the acting city manager to follow up on some things like the city's first time home ownership program for employees, following up on things like where we stand on REAP in terms of emergency rental assistance, as well as our zoning changes and our zoning rewrite, making sure that that is staying on track. I followed up on that on Monday. And then looking at permitting as a part of economic development and housing as well, because if we can get that done more effectively and efficiently, then we can get more housing on the market faster. And the other component is looking at the Molly Price Dwelling Unit Program. We are trying to we have several new projects online that are going to be home ownership opportunities, and making sure that we have a stable of folks who are registered for that so that we can help people who want to own in Rockville be able to be in the system for that. So I wanted to share that in particular, that if there are folks in the RHA community who want to transition to home ownership, we've got about three of those communities that are being planned over the next few years, some that are closer than others, like the Farm District in King Farm, which will have home ownership opportunities. We'd love to be able to support RHA residents. The other thing I wanted to mention for supporting RHA residents is Shady Grove Adventist Hospital. I attended an event last week on Wednesday to try to engage with workforce opportunities. And they are, you know, willing to invest and support folks who are willing to get, maybe they don't have a college education or they do have some associates but want to get some technical training. So I thought that might be something that worth mentioning for the residents of RHE. If folks are looking to get certified in tech health tech jobs, they are looking for employees, and I'd be happy to make any connections in that regard. I met with the CEO last week. And then I was at the U.S. Conference of Mayors talking about housing last week, and went to the White House and met with Secretary Buttigieg to also talk about safety. And the last topic I thought that would be interest for the RG community is there's a new thing called, well, the Inflation Reduction Act has a direct pay mechanism so that now nonprofits can more easily make green choices and get a rebate back for that work. So if you're doing any HVAC work or putting heat pumps and trying to do solar or any other kind of green things, there are 12 categories that would help to help you save energy in the long run, but you can get now as a nonprofit a rebate back for that. And I know that has been a challenge for nonprofits in the past, and now this is a new mechanism. So I'd be happy to share information in that regard, but just want to share some of the things that are going on regarding housing, but then also opportunities for workforce and climate justice as well.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do want to, I would like to look into the green choices. Right now we're doing the obviously the community center. We're going to be talking about that, the contractor approval soon, and hopefully we'll have some more projects coming up as well with both at David Skull and our scattered sites and at the Scarborough and Parkside. So we'll have to take that into account in the future. Like I said, we've got some guests and stuff here today. I want to really quickly just go around and let folks introduce themselves real quick so we can all say hi. I'm going to go from the, like I said, in no particular order, and just if you want to say your name and what you're doing here, and I will start with Christelle up there.
I'm Christelle Etienblad, the Interim Executive Director for Rockpoint Housing Enterprises.
All right, I'm going to go to myself next. James Hedrick is the chair of Rockville Housing Enterprises of the board. Rebecca, you are next on my screen.
Name is Rebecca Nyaba. I'm the Voucher Program Manager.
All right. Ed, you're next on mine.
I'm Ben Schneider. Threw my hat in the ring for one of the open spots on the board for RHE. So coming to see what you guys are all about and really excited to be a guest. I have served in the past on the Human Rights Commission, but really excited about this opportunity to potentially contribute more to the community. So thanks for having me and thanks for the hospitality.
Oh, it's great. Welcome. Thanks for coming out. Tasha, you're next. Everyone is jumping around. If I get to the end and miss anybody, just let me know.
Good evening. I'm Tasha Dyson. I am the Manager of Client Services for Rockville Housing Enterprises.
Rika, you're next on my list.
Hi, I'm Rika Granger. I'm the Community Services Manager for, and also the Acting Director for the Department of Housing and Community Development for the City of Rockville.
Fantastic. Jennifer, you're next on my screen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cohen. I'm the Property Manager, Asset Manager for Rockville Housing Enterprises.
All right, thank you. Jane, you're next, I think.
Hi, good evening. Jane Lyons Rader. I'm the new Housing Programs Manager for the City of Rockville. My first day was on Monday. Before that, I was a principal planner with the Department of Community Planning and Development Services. So looking forward to working with you all.
All right, great. Welcome. Winston, you just moved around. I've lost you, but you're next on the Zoom list.
All right, no worries. Good evening. My name is Winston Smith. I'm the project manager at Rockville Housing Enterprises.
Wonderful. Kurt, you're next, I think.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Kurt Turner, Youth Build Workforce Development Program Manager.
Right, well, great to have you here. And Ed, I think you're our last one. Oh, and Steve, who's not technically on.
Ed Duffy, Commissioner of Rockville Housing Enterprises.
And on the phone, we have Steve Marr, also one of the board. Did I miss anyone?
Yes, we have
Tasha's not
a
on.
visitor.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. If you want to come off mute and introduce yourself, my apologies for missing you there.
Hi, yes. My name is Javon Garnett, and I recently applied to be on the board, and I was sent an email to go ahead and accept and join this meeting by Frederica Granger, and I'm here to see how I can help and what I could possibly do. Thank you all for inviting me.
All right, that's wonderful. Thanks everybody for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it. We like to have good attendance for these meetings. I wish there was something more exciting, honestly, going on. It hopefully will be fairly straightforward here. All right, that'll take care of citizens' forum. We'll move on to our next agenda item, which is the information exchange. Christelle is going to give our executive director's report and take it away.
All right, well, thank you so much. Let me just share my screen. All right, so for the month of December 2023, we continue to have our property management meeting with Parkside Lending. Our weekly discussion focused on the submission of the low-income housing tax credit application for Scarborough Square. I am very pleased to inform that in the month of December, we received $308,000 from the county on behalf of Scarborough Square initial down payment. And we also sent $1.8 million to the county to pay the county loan for RHE Scarborough Square acquisition. We also had a Christmas party on December 22nd, 2023. So other information that I wanted to share with the board, it's even though that RHE received the $308,000 from the county, RHE is currently working with the county to get an additional of $777,119 released back to RHE. That amount was held by the county back at closing in an escrow to pay any tax liability or that may be related to dissolving the REIT, and it was dissolved in 2022, and the tax for that year have been paid. So up to date, there is no indication of additional costs related to that dissolution, making likely for RHE to reclaim this fund. So as a result, the total amount expected to be returned to RHE is about like $1,000,000. $78,019 included that $308,000, which we already received it. So we should be expecting that remaining back to the county. So we're still communicating with the county to make sure that there is any other information that they require from RHE. So now if we move to the financial management tab, so for the month of December, for the Housing Choice Voucher Program, the net restricted assets for the month of December is a negative $41,399. And then year to date, the HAP is a negative $95,155. The unrestricted net asset for the month of December is a positive $34,659.05. And the year to date is a positive $106,968.87. For our mainstream voucher, the net restricted asset for the month of December is a positive $4,326, and the year to date is a positive $793. Our unrestricted net asset for our mainstream program for the month of December is a positive $3,704.10, and the year to date is a positive $14,646. For our MOD rehab program, our cash flow for the month of December is a positive $834, and year to date is a positive $2,069. For our public housing, net income cash flow for the month of December indicating a negative of $1,783,591.25. It is due to the county loan payment, that $1.8 million that I just mentioned earlier. And our year to date is a positive $71,919.59. For our RHE property scatter side, just wanted to remind the board that December was the end of our fiscal year. So the cash flow for the month ending December 2023 indicated negative of $36,325.84. which is due to our software renewal license and employee bonus reward. So at the month of December, we always have to, every year, we have to pay our software renewal, and it can be a little bit expensive. But for the year to date is a positive $109,968.05. For our ELP, the net income for the month of December is a positive $6,458.91. And the year-to-date net income is a positive $58,141.42. RHCP property are for affordable units. The cash flow statement for the month ending December indicating positive of $2,244.73. And then the year to date is a negative $4,226.90. RHE Corporation, there was no activity for this entity during the month of December 2023. And year to date, net income is also zero. RHE development account, for the month of December, our cash flow is a positive $150,085.38. And our year to date net income is a positive $331,933.55. So for RIT Parkside Lending, the cash flow for the month ending November, I'm reporting November because last month, at the time of the board meeting, the financial were not presented. So for the month of December for RIT Parkside Lending, indicated positive for $99,504.45. And the year to date net income is a positive $1,898,250.82. So coming from the month of December, it indicated a negative $214,879.93 due to 2022 bad debt write-off posted in December 2023. And a year-to-date net income is a positive $1,876,169.82. For Scarborough Square, the cash flow for the month of December indicated negative of $48,634.08. Due to the real estate tax invoice that we have to pay, which was about like $146,000. And then the year to date income is a positive $400,532.44. Do we have any question for regarding the financial?
No.
I good. Have one.
Yes.
Oh, Ashton.
Is that okay? Chair. This is Monique Ashton. Did you hear back on the state tax issue? And is that still negatively impacting REG?
So we are still waiting for a date for the appeal. And then we expected to receive a feedback by the end of this month, beginning of February. But we are just waiting for the date to appeal that invoice.
Yes.
Okay. So it's in process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right. So now if we go to the asset management for the month of December 2023, our public housing occupancy was at 93.42% and our rent collection was at 101. For our RHEP scatter side, occupancy was at 100% and rent collection was at 97%. Our ALP occupancy was at 96.43% and our rent collection 103. For RHEP, the four units, the occupancy was at 100% and then the rent collection was at 124%. At Scarborough Square, the occupancy was at 95% and then the rent collection was at 100%. At Fireside, occupancy was at 92% for the month ending December.
Yeah. So we look like we've caught back up a little bit on our occupancy and rent collection from the last couple of months. It's been, we've had a couple of them been down in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yes. So for our maintenance activity summary, RHE maintenance staff completed 113 work order in the month of December. And we can see the breakdown for David. We had about 24 close. For our scatter site, 3 for RELP, 8 at Scarborough Square, 71. And RHEP, it's 7. Oh, okay. So for a total of 113. So for our pest control, our RHE continued to have a pest control, and then we did 197 preventive and special request pest control appointment for Davis Call and Scarborough Square. RELP, Scatterside, and RHEP property receive pest control services as needed. Scarborough Square is currently on a weekly pest control schedule. 107 units were scheduled for pest control service during the month of December. For our Davis call, it is on a weekly pest control schedule. 80 units were scheduled for pest control service during the month of December. For our HQS, we have zero facilitated. Summary in terms of vacancy, we had five move in, five move out in the month of December. So two move in for David's call and then one move out at David's call. One move in for RLP, zero move out. None for RGP Scatterside and our RGP properties. For Scarborough Square, we had two move in and four move out. So now when we come to our housing choice program, the housing choice voucher program unit list for the month ending December 24 was at 84%, and calendar year to date in December 23 was at 82%. Voucher program budget utilization for the month ending December 23 was at 103, and calendar year to date in December 23 was at 100%. So RIT purposely keeps some vouchers utilized for various reasons. They are voucher purposely not leased so they can be reserved for purposes strategized. Unutilized project-based voucher at Scarborough Square. RIT has also set aside voucher for foster youth voucher that only have a three-year term. Once the 3 years are up, RIT will issue the foster youth voucher holder a regular RIT voucher. RIT is also required to issue PBV voucher holder a tenant-based voucher once they have lived in a PBV unit for at least 2 years. And I would say that for our scatter site, this year, December 2023, that will be the two-year term. So they should be available, you know, next year to receive a tenant-based voucher if they apply and if they want to. So the units are purposely on the list to ensure RHC has enough voucher to meet future voucher issuance obligation. For our 50-unit mainstream disabled voucher program, for which funds are allocated dollar for dollar based on utilization, is 100% list for the month of December 23. The 5-unit MOD rehab program, for which funds are allocated dollar for dollar based on utilization, is 100% list for the month of December. Our 10 VASH voucher are at 80% list. Two additional voucher has been issued and the client has searching for a unit. And I can definitely say that that is a great improvement because the past month we were at like 30, 40, 50. So a monthly call with the VASH department brought some results. So I decided to, you know, to create a little spreadsheet to show the board a little bit the allocation and the utilization. So our regular baseline is 359, but we utilized 309. HUD did provide additional voucher last year to RH6, and then out of the six, we just, you know, utilized one for VASH with 10, and then we currently have 8. For our scatter size 29, utilized 29. Our stability voucher, which we received it last year, 5. Right now, we have not utilized. We started the meeting with the stability with Montgomery County to get some referral in order to provide some voucher for potential resident. So our foster allocated 20. We currently have 17. So our total is 429, but we utilized 361. For our MAR rehab, 5 allocated and then 5 were utilized. For our mainstream, 50 allocated and 50 utilized. So now coming to our foster youth independent summary for the month of December. RH received 34 referrals from Montgomery County Child Welfare. RH has been awarded 20 fostering youth independent independence voucher. RH has issued 20 voucher to youth transitioning into housing. 17 youth has leased, 1 ported out, 2 are searching, 2 are currently on the waiting list, and now they're still transitioning youth collaboration meeting and mentorship meeting with foster participants.
Christelle, for the foster vouchers, mm-hmm. we're topped at 20, right? We don't get any more, even if we have more referrals, or do we have the option to get more?
We have the option. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tasha. Tasha, she
sure.
is the expert.
So we are doing a non-competitive grant, which means
okay.
that each time the county sends over a referral, we can just send a referral up to HUD and they can issue us another voucher.
Oh, okay, great. So we've got some flexibility there if we have some more demand than we've got right now. Okay, great. Outstanding.
Yes.
I like that. I like this program.
Mm-hmm.
So for our Parks and Landing report for the month of December, again, sprinkler water damage was completed in November. However, they still try to figure out and identify the cause of the sprinkler heat malfunction. For HVAC condensation line freezing, you know, they add some pipe insulation, replacing HVAC closet door as needed. For the unit inspection and filter change, it was completed in on October 31st, 23, there were a few with housekeeping issue letter will be sent and a follow-up conducted in January. Overall, there were no issue found. So look ahead, IRT continue the monthly transition progress coordination call with WIM management, ongoing coordination with the management team to maintain both economic and physical vacancy goal for stabilization and conversation. So for our Scarbo Square report, very pleased to report that for the month of December, the property successfully collected 100% of rent. That is a tremendously, I would say, a great effort and an achievement. We've been calling our clients and, you know, referring them, and in December, we collected 100%. So I would say kudos to the property management team for that.
That's excellent. Yes, everybody. Thank you.
Yes.
Getting that one, and getting that one is up and running smoothly. Thanks. That's great.
Yes. So the percentage of delinquent tenants with balances this month has decreased also from 26.9% in November to 20.9% in December, and that is attributed to the ongoing eviction processing by the staff members. The RHT team is actively working to ensure timely rent collection. The dedicated effort of the RHT team results in a positive trajectory for the property. Rental income saw an increase of $19,426.08 in December 23. And RHT Square team is engaging with New Point Real Estate Capital to prepare an application for the HUD FHA Section 221D4 program. So what to look ahead for in terms of our Scarborough Square. For the month of December and March 2024, the architect will submit building permit drawing to the ownership, and the ownership will submit building permit application to the City of Brackville. During the same month, February and March 2024, we will submit to combine the ability commitment submission packet. It is anticipated in the month of April and May 2024 to submit the application submission packet to HUD for firm commitment. And in June, July 2024, the insurance of building permit, and then the architect would issue the construction document sent. And it is still expected to close, you know, in December 2024. We're still having our weekly call every Monday at 10 o'clock with CDC to make sure that we are still on target. I think I may have mentioned that we receive a call from CDA, stated that our application is under review, and we will have a site visit next week on the 29th with a CDA a member. So I will let you know next week how was the visit. I'm pretty sure it's going to be great. So for our FSS summary for the month of report for the month of December, we had 25 active public housing, 7 progress reports, 47 active ACV, 4 homeowners, FSS graduate, 2 year-to-date Christmas distribution. For our Ross report, 50 public housing participants, 7 progress report completed. We still do the advancing independence, integration, and inclusion throughout life seminar. For the community event, youth after school program, Mondays and Wednesdays. For our client service detailed report, the service provided for during the month of December, the holiday distribution, meeting with Miss Frederica, Granger at the City of Rockville, and then shop with a cup. For our youth bill service reports, we still have the youth bill biweekly call with the Department of Labor, seeing meeting public person worker from MCPS and Department of Correction Liaison, meeting with Rockville Library, collaboration with other youth bill program, Baltimore, youth bill field to Washington, D.C., joint plumbing apprenticeship committee, meeting with Meal on Wheels, you know, joint apprenticeship and training committee field trip. So we still also have a monthly call, like I said, with Parkside. And on the 10th of every month, we still have a VASH call. And that was the reason why we were able to get 8. And we're still pushing to get the 10 so we can meet all our allocated voucher for the VASH program. And that will conclude the executive director report.
All right, wonderful. Kurt, I don't want to put you on the spot if you're not. Oh. Give me 1 second. Mayor Ashton has got her hand raised, and I will give her the floor.
Thank you. I have a thank you for an excellent report. You have been doing a great job, and I know you've been very much involved prior to Jessica's departure, but I really have seen you step up and do so much. So I know it's a team effort and want to thank the whole team and you for your leadership. I have couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. In terms of, so for those who are new on the call, Scarborough was a big deal for us over the past year and helping to make sure that we secured that as affordable housing in the city of Rockville. I know that you mentioned the permitting. Our next step is to help improve, you know, the condition of the property. Mm-hmm. I know that there were a few things that were more urgent. So I just wanted to see, are we in a good place there? I know I had talked to Jessica about it. I know that some units, you know, had some early things done and there were some water issues at a period of time. I just want to get a sense of how we're doing for the residents, at least in the short term, while we try to get the longer term fixes done.
I would say that we have done a great job with a great effort with the property management team to make sure that all our units where they are. But I would let Ms. Jennifer Cohen, since she's the property manager for that property, she can definitely elaborate a little bit more. Jennifer?
So yes, hello everyone. A lot of the things that Jessica had brought up to me in regards to water intrusion, we've had our contractor come out and do some waterproofing, and we've also done some regrading to the property on the outside, especially behind building 582. So as things arise, our team is on it. Our guys are really working hard to make sure that any work orders, anything that seems to be a repeat offender, that we are taking care of those things and making sure our residents are taken care of there. Of course, you know that when we purchased the property, it needed a lot of love. And so that is what we have been continuing to do over this past year, is to really bring it up to par. I can't wait until we really start to do our renovations come 2025.
Thank you. And just one other question that I have others, but I'll hold for others. But on the social services side of things, I know we were looking at getting a social services partner and potentially having a community meeting. Do you have an update there to make sure that we're providing quality housing, but also helping people in other areas?
I'll speak to that. So Federica and I had met, and we are going to host, we're going to get together with College Gardens, I think, on February 20th. I don't think we've gotten a time yet, but I know it's February 20th. And we'll have a table, Rockville Housing and Federica, for Scarborough Square residents. Or open to all, but it will be at College Gardens, since Scarborough Square is directly there, since that's a newer property.
Excellent. Yeah, so then we'll also have ongoing social services programs like we used to have with So What Else, right?
Correct. Yes. I mean, right now with the community center going under renovation, we are still trying to work with College Gardens to get an after school program for David Skull, where we would just kind of bus or van the kids over to College Gardens. The principal was still checking on some things. I understand she still has, you know, they're running programs. And she was just going to check on some legality stuff, maybe.
Okay, if you need any help on that, let me know. I have a good relationship with Principal Ogavoy, and want to help on that. And then the last thing I was going to note is D7 members of D17 had toured where the city of Rockville is working to make some renovations to David's Gull Park, which is around your community center there. And so there were just some questions about, hey, how's it going with the bond bill to renovate David's Gull? So just, you know, when possible, share an update, because I think they're very interested in that.
I was about to say, I think Christelle can talk to that a little bit, and we're going to be going on, we're going to be approving the contractor for the community center here later in the agenda for the meeting. So that's moving forward, the updates and the construction on the community center. But Christelle, anything else on that?
No, I think we can wait for that, unless you want me to. We can wait, and I will share more.
All right, no problem. And I just wanted to say, and I know I don't want to put you too much on the spot, Kurt, if you're not ready to talk, but I was interested. How can you give a little bit more, just a little bit on the youth build program? I'm interested to see how it's going, how that's getting kicked off. And just as a side note, I worked on the youth build program when I was at HUD a while back now, before it moved over to labor. But this is personal curiosity, so bear with me for a
minute. Absolutely, James, and no worries, not on the spot. This is why I'm here. In terms of youth build, we have enrolled 5 youth since November 6th. So November 6th was the launch day of the inaugural youth build here at RHE. We currently one has since has temporarily has stepped away from the program. So now we have 4 youth who still are working on their GED. The one youth who has stepped away, he had earned his GED. However, a big component of 50% of the program is education, and then he found that he didn't necessarily want to do the education piece, even though the other components are the construction and the leadership development. The education piece was something that he just didn't want to do. However, our doors are still open for him. Besides that, that is in-house. Outside of direct programming, we have established some partnerships that is aiding in our outreach. So we have established a partnership with Rockville Memorial Library, where we do outreach there every first and third Wednesday of the month from about 3 to 4:30. MCPS, PPD, which stands for pupil personnel workers, have been a huge help in recruitment as well. Not only just for students who are withdrawing from MCPS, but then also they are spreading word throughout Montgomery County as well. Yeah, and then we recently just, as of this morning, I believe, we created a job posting for the program on Indeed, as this is a training program, and it is work. The participants do get paid, and from the Indeed post that went up this morning, we already have 4 new applicants. So that is a general update in regards to youth build.
All right, great, thank you. I appreciate that. I wanted to just check in on that program. I was always a That was always a really good program at HUD, and I'm really glad that we were able to get the grant. I'm glad we're getting it up and going. It's always been a really good program. I'm glad we've got it here. All right. Then we'll move on then to our next agenda item, City of Rockville report. Do we have a City of Rockville?
Yes, that's me.
All right, which from the City of Rockville is going to give the City of Rock? We're all playing musical chairs with everybody who's there. I just don't know.
Yeah. So I'm taking the place of Asmara. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So I'm the acting director. So Tasha mentioned that we're going to do a presentation to RHE, to Scarborough Square residents on February 20th. We're using space at College Gardens because Scarborough Square doesn't have a community center. So we will talk about, Rockville services, but also what services we can help residents with that are through the county and other areas of services that they can take advantage of. We have Jane Lyons Rader as our new housing manager. And we have a new grants and programs analyst. So we're beefing up our staff. So we're excited about that. And then also, I forgot to tell you that David Skull, we're trying to get a time with Linkages to go over there and talk about services that we can provide to the David Skull community. Now, of course, they have HUD social services through HUD, but we want to let them know that we're around too. We have a Linkages site at Maryvale, so we already offer social services there, but we just want to get more residents to know who we are. Landlord-tenant, we've been able to do a lot of mediation for landlord-tenant issues. We haven't had any landlord-tenant commission hearings in a year. So we've had some RHE residents, and call with frustrations, been able to work with them and help them advocate for themselves, get what they need. And then with REAP clients, we, for a long time during the pandemic, for emergency assistance was basically taken care of by the county because they had a lot of money from the feds. But now our Rockville emergency assistance clients has gone up. We have probably 5 eviction clients at a time. Mm-hmm. But again, we're able to resolve that pretty quickly because between the county and ourselves and then other partners in the community that can help us with emergency assistance, we're able to zero people's balance and help them get back on track. So that's really nice. I think that's, yeah, we're, our Bank on Rockville program is still on hold, but we're hoping to get that up and running again soon.
All right, great. Any, all right. Well, thank you very much. Anything to add from anybody else?
I was just going to note a great report. I did want to acknowledge the HED team over the holiday drive. There were, I guess, is it 1200 plus children were supported through the holiday drive, and there were many RHE community members that came out as well as others. So I just wanted to acknowledge that I personally saw the hard work, and people were very appreciative. And in addition to that, they gave out gift card plus books for the children.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for, that seems like such a long time ago, but it wasn't. we served almost 700 families at Thanksgiving, and then we served almost 1,300 children in December. We don't serve adult-only families for December, but we managed to serve 1,300 children for December, so that was really neat. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm glad I didn't realize there was a linkage site at Maryvale either. Now that's great. That's really close over the day. It's fantastic.
The Linkages site, I was just going to note, that's City of Rockville. It's very unusual because most of the time it's funded by HHS.
But that was what, yeah.
City of Rockville does significantly contribute to staffing and support. And beyond Linkages, the HED team has counselors that go out to other schools as well.
Yes, we have a school and community services, which is a mental health counseling and youth development program. So we have, in addition to the Linkages site at Maryvale, we have a therapist 2 days a week at Wood Middle School. And we have a Latino Youth Development Program at Wood Middle School, and then a basketball mentoring program at Wood Middle School. So that serves a lot of RHE community.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. All right, then we will move on. I appreciate that. I'm the City of Rockville, as always. We'll go ahead and move on then to we are going to skip on our agenda the bond issuing capacity. Is that right, Christelle? We're missing our speaker on that tonight. They had an emergency.
Yes.
All right. In that case, then we'll go on to the community center general contractor approval. Christelle, if you could bring that up and maybe just give us a quick rundown on that.
Sure. So last year, RIT took on a new project, which is to renovate the community center, which was built in 1960. So at Davis Calls Community Center has two levels. The lower level is more like maintenance shop, and then the upper level is a center where we provide activities for our residents. So the plan is to have a new commercial kitchen, accessible restroom, you know, new cabinets, new flooring, painting, lighting, windows, doors, and awning at the upper level entrance. And we were glad to receive, you know, a grant with the assistance of James, of course, a $200,000 grant from this state. And to make those renovations, we posted an RFP on this September 2023, and we received three proposals. And at that time, we did a we had a committee review, which included Jennifer, James, Winston, Audrey, who is a consultant for that program, for that project, and myself. And we all scored all those three, and selected, I would say, the best, you know, proposal was Oak Ridge Commercial, which they score 88, due to the experience, to the quality, you know, this quality service that they provide. And then our consultant Audrey said that she recalled, you know, working with Oak Ridge at one point, and she really did enjoyed their services. She also worked with, and the other one, I believe it's Capital Construction.
Capital Constructions.
Yes. The feedback received was not, and we can even see that on the proposal, because as you can see on the scoring, Capital Construction, I really like really zero, or, you know, the product approach was 10. Compared to Oak Ridge, where it felt like they really knew the project and then how to really help us, you know, with that renovation. So the recommendation based on the review was the recommendation to select Oak Ridge as Oak Ridge Commercial as the general contractor for the community center.
All right. Does anyone have any questions about the contractor? Or the contractor?
Yeah, when,
I thought so. Ed, come on.
Yeah. Christelle, when your consultant worked with Oak Ridge before, did they come in on budget, or were they to play the change order game, which happens all too frequently?
I'm sorry, Mr. Duffy, I didn't hear you.
I wanted to know if Oak Ridge had a reputation for coming in on budget.
No, based on what the consultant said, she said they usually go, they will go with what we budgeted. But it also gave some alternative item, which was listed on the proposal, just in case if we want to. But based on experience, they tend to stick on what was budgeted.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
No. Any other questions, Steve? I don't know if you can hear us over there. Do you got any questions or any thoughts on the contractor?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I think Ed asked a good question. So.
Yeah, I think those scores are pretty telling on that one. I think it was a pretty relatively straightforward given the proposals that we got. If anybody hasn't been over there, the David Skoll Community Center, it does need a little, it could use a little TLC. It's a good building. we use it for a lot of stuff. We have used it in the past and quite a bit. We used it during COVID for distribution of different things and meetings. And we used, We've had board meetings there. We've had after-school events, things like that. Needs a little touch-up. This is Rockville Housing Enterprise's first legislative bond initiative bill, I believe.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep. Ed, unless you can think of any ones that we've done in the past, I don't think we've done this
one. No. No, that's none that I recall.
Yeah. I won't call it an earmark. We don't do those anymore, but that's basically what it is. And I think it's covering about $200,000, $200,000 of the overall cost. It's hugely helpful. We worked very closely with several of the D6 or the D17 members. Particularly Vogel's office was really, really helpful and really instrumental in this. So thanks to everybody. This is going to be great. This is really necessary. This is really, really needed. And I think it's going to be nice. Just, we got to make sure to preserve the nice murals on the inside. I would hate to go in there and not see the very beautiful paintings, which are series are quite nice.
Do you track to see whether you get any of the vendors are MFDV? I know it's not a requirement, but it's just always good to see how we're faring on that. Minority female disability. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Christelle? I know one of the small
ones. Do because one of the forms that they completed is one of the form that all vendor needs to complete it. So we do try.
Mm-hmm. I know HUD requires it. I didn't know about legislative bonds.
HUD
usually requires it. With capture.
They do. So it is the HUD form that we send it. Even for our employees, they do complete it also that form to make sure that we are, you know, we are fair with everybody. But yes, it was one of the forms that they completed.
Okay, great. All right. In that case, if there's no more discussion, I would entertain a motion then to approve Oak Ridge Commercial as our contractor for the David Skull Community Center.
I so move.
I second.
All right. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Steve.
Aye.
I think I'm gonna take that as an aye, and I will vote aye. I jumped the gun a little bit here a minute ago, so I will take that as a 3-0 vote. We'll go ahead and approve Oak Ridge as the commercial general contractor. I am really excited to see that one when we get it all fixed up. It's going to look real nice. All right. In that case, I think, is that the end of our agenda? Do we have anything else? I think of our on our agenda.
That's right.
I have one last question. Sorry.
Yes. Not a problem.
just trying to make sure you are taken care of. Have you been getting timely repayments from the county? I know we checked on that to make sure that we got that cleared last time, but just wanted to see if you're getting paid on time now.
Christelle, yes. How is that going?
Okay. If you need help, let me know. I'm happy to help make calls. So.
Will do. Thank you so much, Mayor Ashton.
Yes, it is. It is always an ongoing discussion and process. But we do end up it all evens out in the end. Just sometimes a little later than we prefer. All right. In that note, we will move on very quickly to commissioners' comments. I will go to Steve first. Steve, do you have anything for the good of the group?
Yeah, James, you and I have communicated, and I also communicated it with Ed. That for a couple of primary reasons, I have decided to leave the board. And the primary reason is my wife has retired at the end of last year, and we are going to be doing a fair amount of traveling. And that in tandem with the fact that I first started on the board in 2006. Oh. And at that time, Ed was the liaison from the city. So for that, I am the oldest or longest tenured board member, and I think it's definitely time for some fresh blood to come in, and particularly with Mayor Ashton and the other council members with their network of people to hopefully be able to find rather quickly because we need to get board members. We have of course, the resident or the client. I'm not sure exactly where mm-hmm. we stand. I know there's a couple of people that have expressed interest. So anyway, it's, you know, it's kind of, I definitely have mixed feelings about about leaving, but Mayor Ashton, you definitely have won. You've got a lot of support for RHE. You and I have talked about it a couple times. I'm very happy that you are in the position that you are to help RHE out. So hopefully, now with a caveat, I will stay on for purposes of having a quorum. For example, tonight we only have three. Of course, we only have four board members. But hopefully this, and I know I believe James has communicated with you regarding this. So with that, I, like I said, I will gladly stay on until we find a replacement for me, and then also hopefully the RHE client will be coming into place soon.
Yeah. And thank you, Steve. And yeah, Steve and I have talked about this, and we need to let him go and travel and hang out with his wife. He's so free. Don't. No, we don't. No, Ed says no. Okay, you can't go.
I'm with Ed. I'm joking, but I do want to say thank you, Steve, for your many, many years of service. You've been fantastic and lots of history.
I mean, see,
so thank you. I'll just let you know I'm meeting with them.
Tell you about RHE.
I will be meeting with the city clerk on Friday.
Oh, go ahead, Mayor Ashton, and then I'll get.
I was just going to say, I'm meeting with the city clerk on Friday on expressions of interest. And I believe, Chair Hedrick, that you are looking at the resident list as well and going to send those recommendations to us.
Yes, I believe I had one that was sent earlier. We're trying to find sort of the eligibility requirements that we've got for, because it's vouchers, public housing, and then is it not public, just public or
just anything? Just public housing.
We just have, the public housing. Mm-hmm, yeah. So we've got some eligibility of whether or not a resident doesn't just mean a resident when it comes to HUD. There are definitional issues involved.
Yeah,
so we're trying to make sure we get that. But we're gonna send along those folks and get them hopefully to send in applications and apply so we can get a somebody in that position from our residents at this point. We have options if we can't. We don't want to go that route. We'd much rather have a resident, and we'll do our best to get one on there. We'll send them over to you as soon as we can. To Steve, just thanks from me personally, and I think from the board and hope from the staff. Thanks so much. I have been here now. I don't remember how. I have to go back and check, honestly, how long I've been here. But it's I've learned quite a bit from Steve and Ed and everybody else. Thank you so much for serving. I think 18 years we can probably let you go off into the sunset and travel and not have to sign on your phone anymore from far-flung locations. So
okay. Well, yeah, Dale, just let me say this. This hasn't been light thinking. I mean, I pondered this for a while and decided that it really is in the best interest, I think, of RHE to bring in some young blood and some new ideas. We've covered a lot of ground in my tenure. It is amazing to me, and Ed can certainly back this up. The changes that have happened with RHE, I think it's really remarkable. Have a little RHE that could do what we've done so far. And kudos to everybody throughout the whole process, including our development teams, our consultants, needless to say, Jessica, and now Christelle. So one final thought. If for whatever reason you would ever decide that you would like to call on me for any thoughts or historical it's Mr. History, but anyway, you know, if there's anything that I can do, I am not leaving the city of Rockville or leaving as a resident of Rockville.
No, I'll be down. Course. You can play with me for a little while. Yeah. Sorry, I thought I was muted. My bad. I apparently had not muted myself. Sorry, Steve. But no, thank you, Steve. We will do our best to call on you only when absolutely necessary, so that y'all can enjoy the retirement. And we really do appreciate it. So there are some spots opening up on the board. I want to double check, and we might take this offline, Christelle, too. Do we need a letter of resignation for Steve, like, to do an appointment for a new board member? I'm not sure if this City of Rockford.
Probably not a bad idea.
I think we might want to, if maybe we can draft a letter for Steve of, you know, resign at the appointment of a new member or whatever the appropriate language would be, so that we can go ahead and move on getting somebody else to take Steve's spot. Not to replace Steve, because that would be impossible, but to slot into the order there. Then finally, Ed, anything for?
No, I think you already brought it up, but I really want to commend the staff for the rent collection percentages in that report. December is not a good month to try to get 100% rent collection anywhere. Yeah. And I think it says a great deal for the work that the staff has put into this to bring it up. I mean, we've had some bad rent collection months in the past, and this was almost phenomenal.
Thank Absolutely. You so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Duffy. Yeah.
And the other thing I would like to do is tell Steve he's a fink for leaving us, but thank him for the many years of work that he's done. I remember the night that I sat there with his resume in my hand and I walked the whole 100 yards from my front door to his front door to talk to him about Rockville Housing Enterprises.
I will remember that night, Ed. It was it was my first exposure whatsoever to Mr. Duffy and his vast knowledge and wisdom, and it's incredible. I hope Ed doesn't decide. Ed's been retired for a while, but I hope he doesn't decide to ride off into the sunset.
When I was reading your email to me, tell me what your plans were, and this big excuse that you turned 70. You're a child.
Well, I realize that, but we've got some things that we want to try to take care of here while we
can. I will say this, that if Ed tries to ride off into the sunset, I will chase him down and tackle him and make him come back. if only so that we have a quorum. All right, I think that's about it for now. I believe it's next month. I think we need to do officers. Actually, is it next month that we need to do officers for the
upcoming? This month was
it supposed to be this month, or are we doing it in February?
Yeah, so it's supposed to be this month, and in light of the circumstances, and particularly with Stacy not in the meeting, it seems prudent to me to defer that until the February meeting.
I think that's reasonable. I think we'll postpone that to February.
We made an agenda item for the February meeting that we reelect board members or board officers.
All right. That sounds good. I think we'll move that then to February when we've got more of our members and maybe even.
I think we did this last year too.
I think we did push it last year, if I'm remembering correctly, for roughly the same reasons that we were short on members of the board. In that case, we might, you know, depending on, I will defer to our folks in the city. Hope maybe we will have let Steve ride off into the sunset by then. We might have a new person by then. But let's go ahead. Maybe we can draft a letter for Steve and let him sign a resignation, a resignation letter that'll be, executed whenever we get a new board member approved.
Board members serve until they're replaced. So,
yeah, I don't. Is he in the? I can't remember. Is Steve in the middle of his term, or are we at the end of his term? I'd have to double check on that. But yeah, it's a letter of resignation. Oh, go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, I still have time left in this term. So, okay.
In that case, for the detail of it, let's go ahead. We'll get a letter of resignation in there, and we'll make sure that we've got that all those T's crossed and I's dotted. And in that case, is there anything else for the good of the order? And then, okay, for my own commissioner's comments, the only thing I had to say was again, as Ed mentioned, the rent collection is fantastic. Thank you. Scarborough Square is coming online. Can't thank the staff enough for that. Youth Build. When we go through the executive director's report these days, I like to see all those six-figure and seven-figure positive numbers as we go down through. That's a big deal. There were times in which that was not the case, and that indicates that we're doing a pretty good job of serving the clients that we're supposed to serve and doing the fulfilling the mission that we're meant to fulfill. So it's good. It's good to see that. It's good to see that there. It's good to see the grants. It's good to see the things like the Legislative Bond Initiative acknowledging the work that y'all do and the work that the mission of the organization, and that we've got everything clicking. We can have that money coming in and going out and doing the work that we're supposed to do. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the staff. For our guests tonight, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor Ashton, for checking on that. We will go ahead and get the letter for Steve in there, so we will get him out before him. But for all our guests tonight, thank you very much. If you have any questions or any questions about anything that we talked about tonight, I will put my email address in the chat. Please feel free to reach out to me. Ask about the board, ask about the mission of RHE, ask about the staff, everything anything and everything you want. And what I will probably do is tell you to ask Christelle because she knows most of it anyway. But if there's no further questions or no further things, I would at this point entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
You know what? On the minutes, we'll flip a coin. We'll see who's got that. All in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Without objection.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Again, my email's in there if you have any.